Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this rainy Friday. It is the 14th of September. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this morning.
Good morning. This is Joanna Sanchez.
Again?
Yes, I'm here today again. Leslie will be back tomorrow. You have me here again.
How about
today?
That rainy drive this morning?
It was scary. I live like 10 minutes away, but I was scared because of the puddles, and it was just really hard.
Yeah, the freeways, there's a lot of ponding going on, and I was afraid to drive too fast. I took it easy. It took me longer than normal, but
yeah, I was kind of scared. I was like, oh, my God, I hope he's coming in.
I couldn't even see in driving in it. It's so dark. A lot of the lights aren't on the freeways. It's real dark, and you got to really watch out and make sure you don't run through a good ponding area and hydroplane. A lot of people were doing that. I saw a lot of cars sliding off freeways.
That's how people get into accidents.
Driving too fast. They'd come. I was doing 55, and that was really pushing it, and they'd come flying by me, and then I'd see them start spinning up ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I'm glad you made it to the studio safely and on time.
I'm here. 50-mile journey is not that much until it's raining. It seems like it takes an eternity to get here.
Yeah. Let's just hope it doesn't flood later on.
No, I don't know. Well, I don't think we're going to get. Yeah, we're looking maybe 2 to 5 inches today, depending on where these bands come across you at.
Oh.
And it looks like the bulk of the rain's going to be down south of us from Bay City on down towards Corpus and that area. But there's a lot of rain all the way from my way east of town over by Baytown to here. So
we'll be safe, Mickey.
Oh, I will. You know me. Safety first. Our sponsors for today's show, the Belleville Meat Market, Hook Spit Performance Rods, Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, McLean Trailers, and Skeeter's Auto Service. Galveston right now, we have light rain down on the island. They're calling for just a little bit, about 100% chance of rain today. Probably anywhere around 2 inches, maybe 3. That's just the estimation. Winds are 14 to 15 out of the east, and prediction is east-southeast 10 to 20. Tonight, dropping down to about an 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow, it drops on off to 20% and partly cloudy. You know, I did actually see a little bit of sunshine yesterday evening, so that was nice to see. That was pretty welcome since we've been in this mushroom pattern. Golly, it's been cloudy and rainy, but it is September. We go through this a lot every year. Looking at radar, it's raining all over the state, all over the coast, all the way down south. So, and there is circulation in it. These bands are coming in and swinging back to the west. So it's definitely a tropical development. We don't know whether it's going to grow in anything bigger, but it shouldn't. And it's good to see, good news to see that Florence turned into a one, and it still really hadn't, the eye still hadn't come ashore over there in North Carolina. It's going to be a flooding and a rain event, kind of like we were talking about yesterday. That's, man, when they slow down and start crawling that, well, we know all about that. We've seen it too many times here with Allison and Harvey last year. Tides for today. Right now we're on a low tide, and the tides are running above normal somewhat with the east winds and, you know, with the system out there in the Gulf. But our next high tide at the Galveston Channel will be 7:25 a.m. this morning, then a low at 2:43 p.m., and then a high at 10:43 p.m. Sunrise today, 7:04 a.m., sunset 7:26 p.m., and moon phase is 20%. And looking at current conditions, looking offshore, it's not quite as breezy as yesterday. We have an east wind at 11, gusting to 18. Water temp out there is 83. And looking at Pier 21 in Galveston, east at 8, gusting to 14. And at Eagle Point, it's east-southeast at 13, gusting to 15. And up in the north end of the complex, Morgan's Point is east-southeast at 10, gusting to 14. 82-degree water up there. Eagle Point shows just below 80, 79.7. So this rain and cloud cover is definitely cooling our waters down. with these big tides and everything. So September, like to get this month in the tail lights and get on with life. All right, let's go to the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area and talk to Glenn Hammond this morning, see what's up with him. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's up, bud?
Well, having me a big old cup of coffee, and it's not raining at the moment right here, but let me tell you, we have had our share this week. I jinxed us by saying how long, you know, we had been without rain, and buddy, it ain't stopped, I think, since Monday morning. Every morning, every day, we've got some. I talked to one of the police officers down here yesterday, and in his rain gauge, he emptied it several times. He's guesstimating between 10 and 14 inches down here.
I believe it. I believe it. Y'all been getting hammered. I hadn't had near as many up my way. You know, I don't know. I'm up to about 5 inches for the whole week, but I kept watching everything south of me down you guys' way, and I said, man, they're getting hammered.
Well, the bad thing is right before the rain set in, we had a hatch out of mosquitoes, and let me tell you something. I mean, you know, of course it's along the coast, and they're always bad along the coast, but some reason or another, they're getting, even with that really stiff wind that we have blowing every day, you get just behind the building a little bit or back in the weeds, man, and I'm telling you, your butt's going to get it, chewed up. They are. They're really, really bad down here right now. You know, sitting here watching the weather and everything, I just got to say this because I can't believe they let it go on. I'm watching this guy on the Fox channel or whatever on the weather, and he's holding on to this chain standing by this river running by him.
Last night he was holding on to a pole on some yacht basin docks, and now it was blowing. I'll hand him that. It was blowing, about to blow his hat and his hood off, and there was a tree he was standing to. It was gusting to about, well, I've been on Trinity Bay and winds like that, but boy, they make it look good, don't they?
Yes, sir. Let me tell you, there's a little company called Occupational Health and Safety Association, OSHA. And if it was you or I, or any other company other than the Weather Channel, we would have had about 50 citations. I'm looking with no shield, no goggles, no protection, no hard hat. No, you know what I'm saying? How can they get away with it? There's going to be a sheet of tin come by one of these days and take one of them's head off. And I guess
I've been waiting for that all these years, waiting for flying debris just to come KO somebody
and
while they're standing
them,
out
take
there.
Them,
yeah.
Take them out of the picture.
That's it. Just just an empty milk jug will knock you on your butt, man. And
but
that
I
got to
turn it because you can't hardly understand what they're saying. You know what I mean?
They're hey, man.
They make it so dramatic.
Showtime. Hey, it's
so dramatic. But anyway, hey, the last time I got out was last Friday. We had an afternoon trip with Adam and Ramsey, and we did really well. We didn't have a giant box of fish, but we had four trout, really nice trout, 21 to 23 inches, and then we had three reds. A 26 inch, a 24, and a 23. We caught them on live shrimp underneath the popping cork, and things were, you know, kind of normal back then. Of course, we've had a lot of rain since then. Our tides have been up, and that's really the only fishing trip I have to talk about. But, you know, other than what's happening right now, we're going to end up experiencing a bunch of runoff out of all these little tributaries from Chocolate to Bastrop to the Brazos, everything else. Everything's going to come downhill. It'll take a little bit of time. Now, what I've seen happen before, if you're from this area and you're familiar with the bays, all of that stuff is going to push down here. And I don't know if it's going to be a week from now or 2 weeks from now, but I've seen it where it makes those fish. I mean, it stuffs them right here along the coast. And I mean, I've had some really, really good outings after some hard torrential floods and little runoff like that. But, I mean, right now, I would say the redfish are up in the grass, but that's
they
a lot
should
of
be
grass
with these tides.
it's a lot of grass to cover because of the way these tides have been bulled up. I have moved my truck for the first time. You know, last summer, I bet you I moved my truck about 20 times. This is the first time this year that I've had it up to my yard. And, if anybody knows where I live on a little place called, Swan Lake, and it comes up right behind the house.
You say Swan or Swine?
Swan.
It sounded like you said Swan Lake.
I
going, hey,
did.
Man.
I probably did.
Hog Lake.
Anywho, I live right here on the water, and it's came up, man, but nothing like it did the last couple of summers. I mean, this is really the first high, big bull tides that we've experienced this year, and I'm glad, too. But no, I've had a couple of calls, and I've canceled. I think I canceled on Tuesday. I could have went, and then, you know, it's just that time. I'm not going to put my stuff, put people, anybody else out in it. I'm going to try my best to take care of them and show them a good time, and it's kind of hard to do. And of course, you know, everybody, hey, man, but that's just going to make the redfish. Well, I'm not that mad at them. I looked out here on Monday morning. We got lightning going off. It woke me up, just rumbled me out of bed. And I look out here in the bay behind me. There's three kayakers out there. Mm-hmm. With lightning around. Now, look, yeah. Folks, I don't know how mad you are at those fish, but come on.
It takes is once. They'll learn.
They'll learn. Yeah, they'll figure it out. They'll be dragging one of them back with a melted boat and everything else. I'm just saying, man, use some common sense. Good Lord God Almighty.
You know, as long as I've been doing this, 40 years, almost 40 years professionally, I haven't found a school of a fish out there worth dying over yet.
No, sir.
Now, no, I'll let you know when I do, but so far I haven't.
And you've been on a many a school of them, Captain McKeown. I know you have.
Golly.
But, no, listen, the bait camps, they've got I have looked. Now, I don't know how long it lasts. A lot of times when we have a lot of fresh water, it affects the shrimping industry down here and the bait camps and stuff. So as it is right now, they have live bait. I know they got some croaker, and I know they got some shrimp. And there's three or four bait camps right up on 332 that you could take your pick from. Or if you was going down somewhere towards San Luis Pass, I know on the other side down there by Rusty Hook over on the other side of San Luis Pass, you can get some bait down that way. But if you're a bait fisherman. But the boat ramps and all that, other than the high tide, you're going to have to get your truck a little bit wet. If you're going to launch in any of these local boat ramps down here, you might as well go ahead and plan on backing your truck, you know, getting your brakes wet and all that stuff. And that's what I just don't like.
Be sure and put a banana in the tailpipe.
Just don't put it on the boat with me.
That's it. Leave it in the tailpipe and go fishing.
Well, sir, that's about all I got for you.
Hey, it's all good, man.
I
mean,
I wish I had more, but that's it.
There's just not a lot of fishing been going on. It's been, I've been cursed on my Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday fishing days with rain. But it'll all come out in the wash, man. And plus, this is local runoff. It's not going to hurt us bad. We're not going to have any major rivers flooding and all that, I hope.
And, I'm real excited about this, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, but it's the first article I've ever wrote. And CCA Magazine has a little book called The Current. And well, this in October, November, look in there. Captain Glenn has a little report on the Tri-Bay area, which Captain Mickey named it. But anyway, I did about a about a 300-word deal, and it's real short, sweet, and brief about chocolate Christmas and Bass Drop.
Well, good.
And it'll be coming out in the yes, sir.
Or good for the CCA. Yeah.
Good for CCA. Good for anybody that reads it, and hopefully they get a little knowledge out of it, because that's what it's all about, is sharing all this wonderful stuff with other people and passing it on down the line. So that's it, buddy. We sure appreciate you. Look, anybody wants a book with me, I've got plenty of openings. 713-208-0683. I appreciate y'all, buddy. Have a great day.
Glenn, you got it, my friend. Take care. Stay dry if you can.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. See you.
Okay.
All right. That's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area. And well, let's try to stay dry if you can. Yeah, there's a lot of openings right now. If you want to go with a fishing guide, there's plenty of openings. And now, if you want to go with a teal guide this weekend, you might be a little bit out of luck. Rice rocket fever has set in, and with all this duck weather, and people are going.
Sitting in the porch swing, listening to the light rain, beating on the tin roof, baby, just me and you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 420 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head up Fayette County way, talk to Mr. Bob Green, see what's going on up his way this morning. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Oh, I sent you that picture. Did you notice most of that was those gizzard shad and perch?
Yeah, that's what I saw that wide body on them. It looked like brim and big gizzards. So,
well, that's been going on for about a week now.
What, is the lake just turning over or what?
Well, I've talked to two of the other guys who, the only guide up here like I do, and that's the only thing we can think of. We had, we didn't have those heavy rains there. At least the lake didn't get as many heavy rains, but we went from about 8 inches below the that top board on the dock mm-hmm. to right up next to it. So, of course, we never know when they're pumping in or not. So
right.
I know it wasn't that much rain. I mean, to get, 8 inches of water in there or 7 inches of water, you've got to have a heck of a rain, for a couple of days. So we don't, the only thing we can think of is that it turned over partially. Because I know the electronics, even, and this is another guy that I talked to, and he said the same thing, that you've got so much clutter in there on trying to look at your electronics and everything, that's the only thing we can come up with. Now, bass, there was a few bass, but not a big bunch of them. But gizzard shad or any of those shad are usually pretty fragile.
Yeah, and they're real, real susceptible to oxygen deprivation too, and
mm-hmm.
Maybe a low oxygen content, which in a turnover it causes that too. When it flip flops
yeah.
like that, when all that stuff comes up from the bottom goes towards the surface, and they're more of a surface fish. And I don't know about the brim though; that's weird.
Yeah, that,
I thought they were pretty hardy.
That's what I thought, but there was several. There was actually one in that picture.
Yeah.
That was there, and one old boy had called me last week and was asking me about it. Said, "Yeah, we were up there fishing this morning, and this is what we saw." And I asked him. I said, "Were they all dead?" He said, "No, there were some of them that was actually the brim that were actually still alive, but you could tell they were all goofed up. They just couldn't get back down."
Yeah.
So I don't, unless Texas Parks and Wildlife get a better answer for it than that. I just don't know of anything else other than that we had a little oxygen problem going on. So it's probably going to take it a little while to settle. I tell you, it also floated. You notice all that grass in that picture by any chance?
Yeah, sure did.
That's pretty much all over the lake. Of course, we'll have, depends on what kind of winter we have, and of course the coots will be moving in here again in the next few weeks, so they'll work that stuff over big time. And of course there was also a little clump of that snotgrass floating around too, so that's another reason I think we got a little flip over of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Probably did.
That old junk just stayed on the bottom. So right now, and it's just been tough catching fish. I mean, it's when that happened like that, nearly everything you were going to catch was going to be anywhere from 12 to 18 feet. And that's kind of how it is right now. So I don't know how long it takes us to get over with. I mean, I've never really, it's very, very seldom we see anything like this with a little bit of a, I hate to say it's not a full-fledged fish kill, because we're not losing any bass or very few.
Right.
So it's just something. And, a lot of this was mostly up in the coves. And
that's why I'm thinking it's oxygen,
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happens here, when we get the kills in the summer, once that heat gets real intense.
Mm-hmm.
All of our kills always come out of like bayous and back lakes and things like that, where that water gets extremely hot and all the oxygen is depleted. And then they'll, the tide will bring them out into the open water in the bays. But, and it's mostly shad or, trash fish, just, fish that are real weak that get overwhelmed with that low oxygen content. So it's, I don't know, but at TPNW, I'm sure they've been alarmed about this. Somebody's notified them, or they can maybe come down and do a survey on it, or, you know, check the water quality or what have you, do a water sample or oxygen sample content, all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at that picture. The water was just as pretty and clear.
Oh, it's
clear,
clear, man. That made me want to come up there and go bass fishing when I saw how pretty that water was. Golly.
Well, I tell you what, as soon as we cool off just a little bit more, I mean, it's just, I'm just waiting for one of them nice little cool northers to come down and tie on that pawpaw or that buzz bait.
Oh, baby. You and
get
me
on
both.
Top of that grass. Because it's in the near future.
You know, it'd be nice if a lot of this rain along the coast would move that far inland, and you get some of that fresh rainwater in there too.
That would help.
That would help.
Yeah, you know, normally if it's a heavy rain, and you know, and really on a heavy, and the water's not discolored either. When we get a really, really heavy rain, which we have to get, we just barely discolor in some of those little coves.
You got so much foliage along the shorelines, you don't have all that, you know, dirt runoff and everything.
Yeah, right. And then of course that's mostly all pasture land up around there. It's nice, good and green and all, so, but we didn't even see that during all this. So that's why I'm thinking a lot of water could have got pumped into there, right straight out, you know, it comes right straight out of the Colorado River too.
Right.
So I don't know if we got just introduced to maybe some I don't know. I just about have to talk to somebody that's got more knowledge of that than I do. It is really unusual. You always have a few, you know, after a very hot summer, which
right.
we had, and you know, that water temperature is up 95, 96 degrees in the main lake. That's not counting that water over there on the west side.
Yeah,
you know,
coming
out
of the discharge. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's real
you
hot.
Know, yeah, that got up to like 110 or 111. So, yeah, you know, I guess if they introduced more water in there, cooler water, it's just strange.
Well, that right there would tell me that, you know, that's got to kill some fish, that hot of water, if there's any up there, you know, towards the outfall.
Yeah, it just threw me off for most of it being, well, you know, that picture right there was right around the corner from where we were.
Yeah, I kind of recognize that shoreline. It looked familiar.
and back in those other coves, back behind where we were, further north, is where those fish, you know, more of those fish were. Mm-hmm. What surprised me is there wasn't a whole lot there in the boat ramp, which is another little, you know, cove
area. That's a pretty good little nook right there, too, yeah.
Yeah, and there was hardly any in there because I asked Carl, you know, if he would check it out, and he said, well, I don't really notice anything. He's the manager up there. He said he didn't notice anything in the launch area. So, I don't know. It'll all straighten itself out, and everything will get, you know, better. It's kind of been a tough summer, unless you just found some of those deep fish to get on top of. Now, another thing is the little shed are kind of swimming in little pods out there. You'll see them. So a lot of those, you know, I guess they didn't seem to be affected by it. It was a big gizzard shed.
Yeah.
So but your electronics will see them. But the fact that your electronics are getting real static, you know what I'm talking about. It's just,
well, you get that like a thermocline clutter on it.
Right. Yeah, and it's just
kind
of all over
the
place.
Yeah, we get
that
in the bay too. You know, everywhere you run, when we in the hot summer, you'll see that thermocline clutter all over your screen.
Well, it started out where you could kind of see it in a line somewhere around anywhere from 15 to 20 feet or something like that,
mm-hmm.
And then it got to where it wasn't so defined. After all this, it was just kind of yucky looking. That's one way to put it. That'll all start straightening out once it's all mixed in, I guess. And we'll get on some of these topwater fish and get these fish moving back into these shallows and the coves and getting into that grass. And won't have to get out there and chase them around in 17, 18, 14 feet of water. And even now you're having to finesse those fish a lot with drop shots and things like that, or drop shot worms.
Are you?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just... It's about time to start doing a little hunting anyway, and then I'll get
I'm
back
ready,
home.
Man. I just got to get some weather to get my neck swelled up a little bit in the mood. I mean,
it's kind of hard to do when it, you know, it's still up in the 90s. But you know, we have dropped below those 90s some this week. So there's been a couple of those mornings that, boy, I've just sat out and had a cup of coffee and a cigar and just sit there and watch out in the pasture.
Oh, yeah. It's getting nicer. You don't want to sit outside around down here on the coast right now. We've got a mosquito epidemic like I've never seen before. Good Lord.
I can still smell
it on me right now. I had to spray around my face and neck area just to get to the truck this morning. That's how bad they are out there in Chambers County where I'm at. It's I let the dog out this morning, and I was on fire. And she didn't take very long. She came in pretty quick. She didn't like it either.
Well, we got those little bitty mosquitoes.
Yeah, we got them from micro all the way up to about nickel size now. They're from last week's hatch. They're already grown and real mature. You can see the stripes on their legs. And then you got all this new hatch with all this rain this week, and they're little old bitty tiny things. And that's the ones that bother me. Those are the ones that burn.
You know what gets me is, as far as rain, it just won't seem to make it up here. We had one day this week that we got rain, and you would think we'd have puddles after it got through, but it drank up every bit of it. It just soaked right in. So that's why I know we didn't get that much rain up around the lake. Although, you know, from there to Leadbetter, it can be a big difference on where it's raining at. But I don't think it got enough to, yeah, I think it was something to do with the water being pumped in and all. I could be wrong on that. But.
Well, I mowed right before all this started this week, and, man, that grass has really grown. I might need a marsh buggy to mow my yard now. It's wet, man. We're saturated. You know, if we get a big blow in here, that's what people don't realize. Once you get an event like this and we pull another storm behind this one, as saturated as the ground is, and all those trees will go down like nobody's business. They'll blow over in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and see, I haven't mowed in over a month, and there for a while, it was not nobody was wanting to mow because he's afraid to hit a rock and start a doggone fire. Out dry, we'd been under the burn bans and all.
Right.
I don't mind not having to mow every week, but we got just enough rain now. I'm sure I'll need to mow. So we'll see. Well, I messed up a while ago and got me a cup of coffee and forgot it was hot and burnt my tongue.
Hey, you can do that. Especially if you got a real good coffee maker. Golly.
Oh, that, and I put it in one of these little high-tech mugs, you know, and I forgot it wasn't in a glass cup to cool down, so I'm wounded. fishing to get back to normal, it will. So we got plenty. That's one thing about the we kept plenty of water in the lake all year this year. No problem with that. So I guess they were getting ready for a hot summer to make sure we kept plenty of it, so.
Got you.
But I tell you what, I feel sorry for all them people over on the coast right now. I hope them the best.
Well, they dodged a bullet, too, because that thing went from a 4 down to a 1, and that's a big difference, man. But they're going to get that thing was, when I went to bed last night, it was crawling at about 3 to 5 miles an hour, and, you know, the eye still hadn't come ashore there, but they're getting, I don't know, about 90 mile an hour wind gust, and maybe a little gust a little bit higher, but it's going to be a rain event now. And that tide surge increases when it slows down like that. It just keeps pumping that water up in there, and it's not going to be pretty the next day and a half over there. We'll just have to keep an eye on it. But Bob, I got to run, man. I'm out of time already.
But,
hey, I appreciate the update from Fayette County, and
no problem.
Throw them out a number, my friend.
281-460-9200 or fayettecountybassfishing.com. Y'all have a great morning and a good weekend.
We'll hey, you do the same. Thanks for the call, Bob. Okay. Appreciate it. All right. See you.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 440 in the Bayou City. All right. We haven't heard from this fellow in a long, long time. Let's go up to Virginia and let's talk to Captain Bill Pachowski, shall we? Bill, good morning. What's going on, man?
Brother Mickey, we're fine. We're doing good. I apologize. I ain't called in a while. I guess in February when I was down there.
Yeah, it's been a while. How you been, yeah, man? How in the world are you, Bill?
We're doing good, Mickey. We're fine. We dodged a bullet. I'm watching it now. It's bad down there in North South Carolina. It's eyes getting ready to hit in Wilmington right now. And it is a one, but it's got a distinct eye.
Yeah.
There's people on top of roofs in New Bern, North Carolina. You know, that's going to put the first responders.
Why
didn't
those people leave?
Mickey, I guess they just don't understand. You know, this was a big storm, and it slowed down to 90 miles an hour, but that eye is distinct, and the storm it was like 500 miles wide.
Well, you know, the people were warned way ahead of time that, look, if this thing slows down, it's going to be a huge flooding event because it's going to push that much more tide water inland. And then when you put the rain on top of it, it's going to be catastrophic flooding.
11 to 12 foot tidal surge. Our tides are higher here in Virginia, too. They're up about 2 foot. But the wind has, you know, subsided down to 90 miles an hour. It's Cat 1.
What are you pulling pressure over there in Virginia? You pulling a northeast wind on that side of it?
Yeah, but it's going to get maybe 20, 25 here today.
Right.
Tops. And we're going to get some rain.
Yeah, you're on the dirty side. You'll get some wet stuff. But
I'm concerned about it when that thing starts tracking back north. We're going to get rain next week, and we're already saturated. I mean, Mickey,
I've been watching. We were talking about that this weekend, Benny and I, of how much coastline rain there was for the entire East Coast, you know, from way up at New York all the way down to Florida, and the entire wall of the Gulf from Brownsville all the way around to the tip of Florida. I mean, at one time it was raining everywhere on every bit of coast we have.
Well, I'm just telling you, one reason why I hadn't called in, because our summer, it kind of stunk. We went to church one Sunday morning, came back home with an inch of water in our basement.
Oh, Lord.
We had 6 inches of rain in 5 hours. And, Mickey, I live on the tallest hill in Stafford County here. And what happened was my French drain was clogged up in the back of my house.
Oh, no.
And it just eased in, but it's all fixed now, so... But it, my garden, tomatoes rotting on the vine, it's just pitiful.
Yeah, I had a summer like that a few summers ago where all my tomato plants just rotted from too much rain.
Everything rotted out there. I mean, everything. But it's all good up here. I mean, those poor people down there, though, they're going to get hammered. But I was planning on coming down next week. Me and two sheriff deputies from up here, we're coming down to do a film on East Matagorda Bay with Steve and Mike Eldridge from Eldridge Roofing, and had to cancel because of all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not coming, but I am planning on coming down later in November. I'm going hunting. So I'll see those Belleville boys when I'm down there.
Oh, I guarantee you. Always got to go by the Belleville, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good place to go. They got some good stuff there.
It's the best.
They do.
It is the best.
But y'all been getting rain down there yesterday. Galveston got
all week. Let's see. Last week, Galveston and Bolivar out of one system, it came in out of the Gulf. They got over 10 inches. Quick, it flooded businesses all in Galveston on the Strand, and I was talking to Glenn earlier, and he's down there by Freeport by the pass, and this week they've had over 12 inches, and I was talking to Hillman yesterday in Santa Fe. He's been dumping out 4 inches of rain every day down there, and Plog's been telling me the same thing, you know, down his way. They've just been getting hammered. I'm a little bit north of that, the way these bands have been coming in off the Gulf, and I've only had about 5 total for the week, but we're just saturated.
I started hunting already. I shot one deer already with my crossbow opening day. It opened up a month early here. Normally, it opens up in October 1st, but for does, they open it up September 1st. And
really?
I tell you what, yeah, I shot one already, made hamburger meat out of it. But mosquitoes, you're talking about mosquitoes. I went the other day, and I had to crawl out at 7:30 because they were eating me alive.
Boy.
In my ground blind.
Need to have one big thermocell in your ground blind and have one on your cap and one on your pocket.
But you're talking about mosquitoes. You know, when I lived down there in Matagorda, you know, we got them down there bad too.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing that I found that would work on them, that would knock them down and keep them away, was Malapond.
For personal use, you wouldn't want to use that. But I mean, like doing your yard, I'll tell you, there's another.
Yeah, I'm talking about the yard. Yeah, the yard and stuff around the house.
There's another agent.
It knocks them in the dirt.
I've found that works good too. Spray your yard with Bifen. You know, if you
Bifen,
got,
yeah.
Yeah, Bifen works good. It kills all your ants, fleas, ticks, and that's the only chemical I can find that will kill the crazy ants, those little idiot ants that go crazy.
Well, the Malathon that I'm talking about, it's not the one you buy at Walmart. It's the one you get at the feed store.
That's
57%.
It. Yeah, 57% Malathion.
Oh, my. That kills everything.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders, ants, ticks, fleas, whatever.
Humans.
And yeah, it will. If you get it on you and you breathe that stuff, you have
I
to wear a mask.
You got
you
to.
You have to wear a mask. But that's what I use down there in Matagorda, and I tell you what, it knocked them in the dirt. Because once that Malathion gets on the tree leaves and the grass and everything, and it dries in the morning when you get dew in the morning,
yeah.
Well, it activates it again, and those mosquitoes are down in there. They're not flying. It kills them again. It worked really good for me down there. But I heard fishing has been really great down there this year.
In Matagorda, it has. Yeah, it's been good down there. Up here,
yeah.
It's been a little tough.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it. I have.
Galveston Bay got their report card again back in August, and we got a C again. I mean, that's, what, 4 or 5 years in a row. We're not getting any worse, but we're not getting any better. It's just...
Well, they don't have a chance to grow.
Well, that, and, you know, we got some environmental issues, too. We have a lack of phosphorus and... You know, our crab populations are down, everything, and I don't know whether it's due to environmental fallout or it's due to over-harvesting, which is probably a combination of both.
Combination of both.
Yeah.
But limit deer is still 10, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still 10, and it, you know, realistically, they should have, when we had those flood years like we did, they should have had an emergency action and dropped the limits to 5 just to save what we had to. Those fish stayed stacked up in the same areas for so long, they were just easy target, easy pickings. And we've watched our size rate, our average. You know how Galveston's always had a great average quality rate for size of fish? We've watched it each summer get cut in half. It's half of what it was the year before. And our future looks bright as far as recruits, but recruits aren't harvestable. You know, they're under the limit. We've got a lot of those, and it's just going to take time. I'm sure after this spring they'll have their annual scoping meeting, and there will be a change in limits for the
following
year.
I miss fishing down there. I do. I can't do it much. I go fishing for about maybe 30, 40 minutes, and I got to rest a little bit, go back to the boat.
Resource rebounded any from that bad freeze that year that just killed
decimated
your place, man?
They froze again last year, Mickey.
Oh, y'all had another event?
Yeah, it was bad last year.
You know, I don't ever hear from, what is it, David Moss? Yeah, I don't ever hear from him anymore.
I talked to him yesterday. He's going to have some bad weather where he's at. Some winds and it's a lot of rain where he's at. He's further southwest of me.
Right.
And but I talked to him yesterday. He's doing good, and he just, you know, they go out, fish all day long. They might catch one, two trout. It might be 12, 13 inches.
Yeah.
That's it. Not even catching many redfish. But see, the thing about it up here, when something like that happens, they got those commercial fishermen that throw those nets out. They'll have a mile of net out. And they catch and kill everything.
Yeah, they still allow that commercial netting up there.
They sure do. So they just don't have a chance. They just don't have a chance, Mickey.
Yeah.
I was really excited about it. It was 3 years ago before that freeze. I was going to go down there and try to do something. But after that freeze and I saw those dead fish laying on the bank just for miles, I said, well, that's over with. It's done.
You know, David was a good call. He had called in a couple of times during that event, and he's really knowledgeable and seemed like a really nice guy.
He
sent me a lot of photos, and it was pretty devastating. Kind of looked like we did in 89.
Yeah.
You know?
It was bad.
Yeah.
You know, with no limits here like that, and the commercial fishermen going out, and they catch, like I said, whatever gets in that net, they keep.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Of course, you know, you got the stripers. You know, you got that, but I'm not much on those. It's like catching a redfish.
Yeah.
They just pull. It's not like catching a, you know, trout.
Well, but you've done it all, and we all have, and there's nothing like catching big speckled trout. Nothing like
it. No, it's not. It's not. But I'm waiting this fall. Crappie season's going to start on me up here in about three more weeks. And, Mickey, it's the dangest thing. Aqua Creek, going, it's a creek that runs into the Potomac, and you have lily pads everywhere. The creek's really not that big. It's probably maybe in places 40 foot wide in places, 50 foot wide in places. And those crappie get in there like the hair on, I can't say the hair on my head, but they get in there thick.
Yeah.
And we don't use any minnows. We use just little bitty crappie jigs.
Yep.
Mickey, you might catch 100 a day.
Mm-mm-mm.
And you gotta wing through them. And you know, you'll catch, it limits 25, but you'll have 25 solid crappie, anywhere from 12 and a few 15-inch crappie. And that's good crappie.
Yeah, it is. That's good stuff there, buddy.
That and is. On an ultralight.
That's fun.
It's a lot of fun, and
yes,
I can
is.
Do that now. That doesn't bother me, the little ultralight. That's a lot of fun. And then you catch black bass, you catch striper, you catch all kind of stuff in there.
Yeah, you do. Well, you bring that ultralight, and we'll go trout fishing in Trinity Bay. You'll have fun with them 12-inch trout with it.
Have the birds been? Have they started working yet?
Yeah, and it's just it. You got to weed through about 15 or 20 to get one keeper. And I hadn't even been messing with it. It's no sense beating them little fish up like that.
I guess the teal are down there already, right?
Oh, we're loaded them up, man. It's wall to wall. Teal season opens tomorrow morning. South zone of dove opens this morning, and teal tomorrow morning. So, well, Bill, I got to run. I'm on my break,
Mickey,
coming up. So,
God bless you, man.
Hey, good to hear from you.
It won't take me this long next time, I promise you.
Okay? All right, buddy. Stay in touch. Good to hear from you.
God bless.
All right. You too, buddy. See ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.